It's a slow, agonizing pace of play on the golf course, and you just don't know what to do. You're frustrated. Listen up, because I'm going to provide some very helpful tips that will help you deal with slow play.
Hi, I'm Betsy Exton, owner of Pure Health and Wellness. If you want to take control of your health and feel amazing, I encourage you to check out Pure Health and Wellness. We have two locations, one downtown Greenville. It's called Pure on Main, across the street from the Hyatt. The other location is on Cannon Street in beautiful downtown Greer. Pure Health and Wellness provides you with essential services and products, allowing you to live a healthier, more fulfilling life. We are one of the most exclusive and unique health and wellness centers in the upstate, and we've been nominated for Greenville's Best for over 8 consecutive years. Do you want to increase your endurance, increase your mobility, get rid of joint pain, and have a better golf game? My staff and I can help you. Our stores are filled with beneficial items for your body and soul. Our services include massage therapy, ionic foot detoxes, colon hydrotherapy, wellness consulting, saunas, and body wraps. We are dedicated to help provide the best service for our community. Please give us a call and allow us to recommend the top-of-the-line products and services that are results-driven for your golf game. Steve gets all his wellness supplements from us, and it's made a huge positive impact in his life. Visit our website at pureonmain.com to learn more about our products and services. So, what are you waiting for? Start living happier and healthier at Pure on Main and Pure Wellness Spa. We are a proud sponsor of the Go Forth and Golf podcast.
Welcome to the Go Forth and Golf podcast, where you can listen to everything related to the game of golf. Golf tips to help you improve your golf game, entertaining interviews, discussions about the latest in golf equipment, and so much more. Now, here is your host, PGA professional Steve Goforth.
Hey, what's happening? Welcome back to another episode. I hope life is treating you well since the last time you heard my voice. Hope your golf game is treating you well since the last time you heard my voice. In that last episode, I hope you enjoyed the conversation that I had with Shannon and Bo about how to get in the zone and all the fantastic tips that they gave us on doing that and maximizing your potential by getting into that illustrious zone that we all seek. So if you have not heard that episode yet, please go back and listen. You don't want to miss it because they provided some extremely helpful information that will absolutely take your game to the next level. So in this episode, I want to talk about how to deal with slow play. It is April, and we are starting to get into the busy golf season. And with that comes the potential of slow play because the golf courses are going to get busier. This warm weather is bringing everybody back to the golf course, and when that happens, it's inevitable. We're going to have a slow play round of golf. And I want to address that because we've all experienced it. And if we don't have the right mindset, we don't take the correct action on that, we take what's supposed to be a wonderful day of pleasure and fun on the golf course, and we turn it into a miserable, dreadful day. And a lot of that has to do with us and how we deal with that. You know, and there's certain factors that are beyond our control, and there's certain factors that are in our control. And I'm going to address both of those. This episode is going to focus on how to deal with slow play, not how to improve it. I focused on that in a past episode, so go back and listen to that. But this is not about how to improve it in terms of how to make it faster. This is how to deal with it. There's so many different pieces of advice out there that you can go out there and search. It's going to show you or tell you how to improve your pace of play, actions you can take to make your round faster. This is not what this is about. This is about how to deal with it when it's kind of beyond your control. All right, so I want to make sure I clarify that. This is not an episode on how to make your round faster. It's an episode on how to make your day more enjoyable, how to get in the right mindset, how to deal with slow play that we're experiencing that day. So having the right perspective, the mindset is important. I'm going to focus on three things that I want you to do to deal with slow play. So these three things are going to tremendously help you when you're out there and you're feeling that frustration, you're maybe lacking that patience that you need, these tips are going to help rescue that day and turn it into something very positive and not be that awful, dreadful day that we experience because we are so focused on the fact that we're not playing at the pace that we want to. So listen up, start taking some notes on how to deal with slow play. Okay, so first thing I want you to focus on is I want you to be patient and I want you to be positive. Now, if you've taken golf lessons from me, you know I like to focus on the three P's: patience, positivity, and persistence. So we're going to implement two of those P's, patience and positivity, in dealing with slow play. The first thing you need to do is just not get angry and frustrated, because that does absolutely no good in this situation. It just makes your round miserable, and it's going to make everyone else's round miserable as well. Anybody that's in your presence, they're having to hear you complain and gripe about the slow play ahead of you. You're also making your day worse without you even realizing it, because all you're doing is just bringing negative vibes all around you as well as everybody else. So be patient. I know that can be tough. I know that can be hard. It's hard to be patient. It's hard to be positive when we're frustrated, when we're not playing at a pace that we want to. But if you're going to rescue that round and not make it a bad round for yourself and everybody else around you and your day, you've got to be patient. You've got to be positive. So some things that you could do is maybe it's, and have some perspective on that. Maybe it's just a few holes that you've actually had to wait, because some people will have two or three holes that they're waiting longer than normal, and all of a sudden they're categorizing that entire round as slow and they're having to wait on every shot. But really you're not. It's just been a few holes that have been bad. Maybe some shots got away from the group ahead of you or two groups ahead of you on that particular hole and just happened to be a bad hole. And all of a sudden there's just a ripple effect, right? And it just kind of backs up behind them, and that's going to happen. But it's not necessarily the entire round. And sometimes it is, but have perspective. Really evaluate and see, okay, what kind of situation am I in right now? And is it really as bad as I'm making it out to be? Just stop and take time to understand that everyone else on that golf course wants to have an enjoyable day as much as you do. Every one of you came to the golf course that day to escape for 2 hours if it's 9 holes, or 4 hours if it's 18 holes. It's not always about you. Stop and think about others around you. Yes, you want to have a great day, but sometimes we get so focused on what's going on in our life, we get focused on what we need to do later after we leave the golf course, or we're thinking about the pace of play that we want to be playing at, that we just completely forget about everybody else around us. We're getting really self-consumed. So be patient, be positive. That not only applies to someone that's trying to deal with the frustration of others playing slow, but that also applies to people who are actually causing slow play. All right, so remember, it's not about you. There's other people around you. Be respectful of their time as well. You cannot go wrong by being patient and being positive. Are you always going to get the outcome that you want? No. You may have been the most positive and patient person on the planet, but it still did not do anything to improve pace of play. But that's not the point of it. The point of it is controlling your own emotions and then how those emotions are going to affect not only yourself, but the people that you are surrounding yourself with. All right, so I promise you, you cannot go wrong with having a positive attitude by displaying a little more patience. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. It does you no good to get in that situation. I don't want to see your day get worse, nor do I want to see the day get worse for those around you, because nobody wants to hear it. I don't care how much you stand there and complain about pace of play. Nobody around you cares to hear that. And all you're doing is putting yourself in a negative light. And yeah, your playing partners are probably going to laugh a little bit and they're going to tolerate you for a little bit. But if you keep doing that, they're going to disassociate themselves from you because they get tired of hearing you complain, right? So think about that for a second. Just be a little more positive, be a little more patient. I'm going to beat those two words to death here because it's so important. Try it. I promise you, it will get better for you. All right, so the next thing I want you to emphasize is being focused. Now, being focused is going to take your mind away from the distraction you're feeling of that slow play experience, right? So one of the things you can do to stay focused is to focus on your next shot. Strategize it. This is going to distract your mind. Think about the shot that's sitting in front of you right that second. Not what you got to do on the next hole or the shot you just experienced or the shot you experienced on the previous hole. It's the one right there in front of you right now. What can you do to make that shot the very best it could possibly be? How can you strategize that shot? What type of swing do you want to put on that shot? Is it going to be a rhythmic balance swing? Is it going to be an aggressive swing? Make sure that you release that club. What is it going to be? What type of a shot do you want to hit? Focus on that. Also, I want you to take a deep breath. You've heard me talk about that. I have beat that in the ground so much because there is extreme power behind breathing when you're out there on the golf course. Take a deep breath. That's going to help you be in the moment. Breathing will calm you and it will take your mind off all those negative feelings. Between shots, just take your mind elsewhere. Maybe think of your favorite place to be as you're breathing, like the beach, or how much fun you're having while you wait because you're interacting with your playing partners. Take a deep breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the nose. There are so many different breathing techniques, but just breathe, relax, be in the moment, stay calm. The other thing I want you to do is just implement positive mental imagery. Again, that's something I have really expressed heavily in past episodes. An example of that is seeing a positive shot that you want to hit on that hole or during your round. I want you to imagine a positive outcome, not only when it comes to the score on that hole or that particular shot in front of you, but also a positive outcome to that very frustrating situation that you're dealing with on slow play. Imagine that the pace increases. Imagine that you ended the day on a good note in terms of the time it took you to play, or you hit the most magnificent shot you've ever hit in your life right after that group exits the fairway or the green. But just focus on your surroundings. But that positive mental imagery is going to help you overcome the negative stuff that you're feeling in that moment. I also want you to just focus on your surroundings. I mean, you're out there on a beautiful golf course. You're amongst nature. The sun's hitting you. The breeze is hitting you. The shade is hitting you. Whatever you're experiencing in that moment in time, focus on the surroundings. Hear the birds. Admire the course. Again, feel that sun hitting your skin. Focus on how great that shade feels at that moment, because maybe it's a really hot day and you just escape to the shade while you wait. Take in that moment, how good that feels. Hear the wind rustling between the trees. All that stuff may sound silly, but again, it's effective. You know, and it's like you're focusing on something positive. You are taking in the moment like you are whenever you're breathing. So if you're incorporating positive mental imagery, breathing, and just admiring where you are, admiring your surroundings, I can absolutely guarantee you, your mind's not going to be focused on how slow it is that day. You just transformed your mind into something way more positive and enjoyable than dealing with the agony or frustration of how slow your pace is that day. So this is going to help you be more focused during your round. Focus on that next shot. Strategize in your mind. Take that deep breath. Implement that positive imagery. Focus on your surroundings. And also think about ways you can strategize the hole differently. All right, so you're standing there. You're like, you know what? Did I hit this shot where I really needed to hit it, or should I have hit it over there? All right, so now what am I going to do to make this next shot better or to maximize this good position that I put myself in? So strategy of the hole, you can be focusing on that as well. These things will help tremendously when it comes to dealing with slow play on the golf course. Lastly, I want you to take action when needed. All right, so there's several things that you can do there to take action. One of those things is choose to play at a time when it's not so busy. So mornings and midday, they're going to be your slowest on a busy day. Maybe you're going to carve out a late afternoon. You do your chores that morning, and you're going to reward yourself with a relaxed round of golf later in the afternoon. So just pick a time that you know is not going to be as busy. While you're waiting, maybe you're going to stretch. Right? Keep those muscles loose. Take some practice swings if needed to help correct some of the swing flaws that maybe you've experienced during your round. That's a great time to do that. Think about it like this. Think about the time you're waiting as if it's like a timeout you'd see in any other sport. So like in football or basketball, they're going to take a timeout to regroup, to strategize the next thing or next play a little bit more effectively. So use that time as your timeout. Strategize your next shot more effectively. Think about how you've been dealing with your round so far that day and how can you do it better. So utilize that time as an effective timeout like you do in any other sport. And then lastly, maybe you need to speak to a member of the golf shop or a ranger if the ranger's going around the golf course. But I really want you to think about it before you do this. Don't just react. We see so many golfers just get to a hole. They haven't waited all day. All of a sudden, there's three groups backed up on the tee box. This is the first time they've experienced it. And immediately, they're picking up the phone and making a phone call to the golf shop. Just don't react. Think about it for a second. Let it play out. Are there open holes in front of you where if you do pass that group, you can move faster? If you're seeing that there's other groups out there ahead of you or ahead of them, it's really going to do you absolutely no good to pass that group. It's just a busy golf day, you know, and sometimes things get backed up and then all of a sudden it kind of works itself out and you separate from each other again and everything's flowing nicely. And that goes back to what I said earlier, because sometimes the groups ahead of you just, they had a bad hole and it's going to happen. And all of a sudden it's a ripple effect back behind them. So be patient, give it a little bit of time, evaluate that before you pick up that phone or before you flag down that ranger. Think about how busy is it that day? And also think about your current pace of play. Yeah, it may seem slower to you because you're used to playing in 3 hours, but you're still on pace for a 4-hour round or 4 hours and 15 minutes. That's usually the max I'd like to see a round go, 4:15. Love to see it 4 and below, just like everybody else. But, you know, stop and think about that. What is your day looking like in terms of pace of play? And you know, be realistic on that. Maybe it's not as bad as you think. Once you sit down and evaluate that, I've had to talk to several groups in the past, especially like a twosome or threesome or maybe even a single, that they're going really slow. But we try to remind people on a busy day that you're going to probably move at a foursome's pace. So think about that. Yeah, you feel like you need to be playing faster, but you know you're actually on pace, and the groups ahead of you who are foursomes, they're actually on pace to play in 4 hours or less. So again, yeah, you may be playing slower than you're accustomed to, but you're still playing at an acceptable pace of play. It's just longer than normal because it's very crowded on the course that day. So have some perspective on where you are at that moment in time. Evaluate it. Don't be so quick to complain to your playing partners, complain to the ranger, complain to the golf shop, when in reality, you know what, it's not as bad as you think it is. And then again, in those situations when it is bad, when there's that really bad group out there, they are just goofing around and they have no regard for anybody around them, then yes, let the golf shop staff get involved there. Try not to create confrontation with that group and allow the professionals to come out to handle that situation for you. And try to do that, you know, in the most respectful way you can, right? Because you got to understand that the golf shop staff and that ranger, they're on your side. They're there to make sure, and they want to see a great pace of play as much, if not more so, than you do. They're there to help you improve that situation. So keep that in mind whenever you're letting your frustrations and anger get the best of you. You're reaching out to somebody for help, but you're being extremely rude. You're being extremely angry at that person when it has absolutely nothing to do with them. So just make sure you have perspective there. Reach out, because if that golf shop staff cares as much as we do, because I can assure you they do care about how that pace of play is going that day. They want to create the most enjoyable round they can for you. So again, take action when needed. All right. So that means not only just reaching out to the golf shop staff or the ranger, but choose to play at a different time. It's going to be better for your pace of play. Stretch, take some practice swings, and utilize that time to your advantage. So those are the things I want you to focus on to help you deal with slow play. And again, it encompasses being positive and patient, trying to refocus your attention, and taking action when you need to take action. So when you follow these tips today, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to have a much more pleasurable experience when you're out there dealing with slow play on the golf course. Be patient. Have perspective. Have perspective. I know that you have other things going on in your life. You're already stretching it getting out on the golf course for 4 hours, much less it being 5 hours, because you have stuff you need to do. I get it. I totally get it. But enjoy the moment you're in. We're absolutely blessed to get out there and experience this wonderful game of golf amongst nature. And there are going to be days when it doesn't go at the pace we want it to go at. And when that happens, implement these things I'm telling you, and it's going to absolutely turn your day around and make it way more enjoyable. Give me some feedback on how this helped you, and start taking action today on dealing with slow play.
This game, Doc, is ain't about hitting some little white ball in some yonder hole. It's about inner demons, self-doubt, human frailty, and overcoming all that crap.
Congratulations on finishing another episode. I greatly appreciate your support and your dedication to the podcast. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, please do so. Go out there, whatever platform you're listening on, hit that little check mark in the upper right-hand corner or that plus sign that'll add this podcast to your alerts so that when I do drop another episode, you will be notified about it. And please remember that the episodes drop the first and the third Wednesday of every month. So make sure you make notes to yourself of when that happens so you won't miss another episode. Speaking of another episode, the next one will drop on Wednesday, April the 17th. Between now and then, it's the Masters. Man, it doesn't get much better than that, right? So the Masters are coming up, and I hope you enjoy it. And it's going to be a great tournament. I'm going to go down there myself and take in the beautiful surroundings of Augusta National. And I can't wait. It's one of my most favorite times of the year. If you haven't already, go out there and follow me on social media. It's at GoForthGolf on Instagram and on TikTok, and also GoForthGolfInstruction on Facebook. Follow me on those social media platforms. I greatly appreciate it. If you feel like I deserve it, give me that 5-star review or that positive rating on whatever platform you're listening on. As I've mentioned in all the other episodes, all that does is just help me move up the podcast rankings. So when somebody goes out there and they pull up a podcast platform and they search golf, Go Forth and Golf Podcast is going to pop up. The more reviews I get and the more likes or ratings that I receive. Until the next episode, get out there, hit those fairways, hit more greens in regulation, drain more putts, and most of all, have a good time. Have that perspective. Don't let slow play bog you down. Remember, don't forget to do something nice for somebody today, because it's going to make you feel absolutely amazing to do something nice for somebody else. And remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.
You've been listening to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to receive alerts on new episodes. For more information, please follow us on social media at Go Forth Golf Instruction or visit our website at GoForthGolfInstruction.com. Remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.